Hey guys, in this episode, I think we're going to be delivering a dose of something you've been needing. Who needs some hope? I think that this podcast, you are listening to it for a reason. So let's dive on in and cue that intro.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. I am your host, Rachel Peterson, all E's and a D in my last name. I'm super excited today because it's interesting. As I film this, it is Monday, and I'm really thinking a lot about kind of how it feels like we're literally in Groundhog's Day. If you didn't see my post on Instagram, I talked a little bit about this, how it feels literally like kind of like there's a repeating cycle. We wake up, we stay inside, we go to sleep still inside, then it's repeat over and over again. But I want to share some hope with you guys and a different option. And I think that this is super important to remember because sometimes it can feel like we're literally just surviving. Like we're doing the bare minimum. We're eating, we're doing the same day over and over again. We're not really, it's almost like dreams have been put on hold. And so I wanted to share some things that I think are super powerful with you guys today. And I don't know if this is something you needed to hear, but I think if you clicked on this episode, it's for a reason, and that's why you're here. Now, a lot of people don't realize that companies like Burger King, General Electric, General Motors, Disney, these were all created during recessions. And we're going to take it even one step further because maybe it's not a recession, right? I mean, we'll see what happens. But during pandemics and quarantines, some of the most amazing works came to life. And that includes Newton, his theories of, I think it was calculus, right? Frida Kahlo's greatest works were created during pandemics. And Shakespeare even created incredible works during a pandemic, during the plague. And so I want to share with you guys, I know like there are a lot of people who are saying, I can barely make it through this day, right? I get it. It's kind of a stressful time for some people. However, I want to share something that will shift the way that you think about surviving versus thriving. I remember there was a day in my business where I felt like, you know, if things just stopped going wrong, I could thrive. If everything just went super smoothly, I could absolutely make my business a success. If everything would stop just glitching or this person would stop like, you know, creating this drama, like I could finally make things all happen the way that I dream of them. However, the interesting thing is there was this day where I realized that thriving is actually a choice. Surviving is something that we're all already doing. And I'm going to be honest, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a pretty good chance, I'm not going to assume that everyone's in this boat, but there's a pretty good chance that you have food, shelter, and the basic necessities for surviving. But I want to challenge you to realize that during this time, you have permission to thrive. Thriving is a choice. There will always be something going wrong. There will always be tech glitches and a team member who just won't listen and different scenarios in our current economy or in your local neighborhood or even in your house sometimes that will go wrong. And in fact, I've been known to say that right when you are on the path of good things, big, huge things, that's when everything that can go wrong will. And I almost think it's like a test because I've experienced this every single time we have up-leveled in our business, every time we've hit a new goal or strived for something bigger. It's almost like every single thing that can go wrong will during that time. It's a test. How much do you want it? Do you really mean this? Or do you only mean it when everything's good? And I want to compare it a little bit to like a marriage commitment. Not that a business is the same as a marriage, but I take the commitment very, very seriously because it was a commitment to myself to never give up. And so many times I see people, even in marriage, where it's like, you know what, I'm all in as long as it's easy. But not that this is about marriage, this is about business. Are you all in as long as it's easy? Or do you also mean it when there's a pandemic or when your kids just won't get along or you're not getting a lot of sleep or whatever it is that can go wrong? Your tech is glitching. You don't have the right team in place. The revenue isn't where you want it to be. Do you really mean it? Do you really believe in your dreams? And truth be told, guys, I'm sharing this because I'm being put to the test as well. Do I really practice what I preach, or do I only do it when things are busy and chaotic and fun and awesome and thriving and momentum and blah? Or do I really mean it? Am I really going to show up every single day for my people? Am I going to record even though some days it feels like Groundhog Day? Am I going to still put offers out there even though there is at times fear in the back of my mind? So what I want to share is that you have the ability to choose how you handle this time. And right now, it may be the biggest test you've ever gone through in your life and business. And what is so important to recognize is that you have a choice. Now, let me be clear. I am not pressuring anyone to go bigger or harder than they already feel in their heart is right. However, there's some of you that are listening to this saying, "Daggone it, she nailed it. That's exactly how I feel. I know that I have a choice to thrive, and I know I'm not putting my heart into things." And you're right, my commitment was only there as long as things were good. Wow, right? It's really, really powerful when you recognize commitment means all in. It doesn't care how you feel. Commitment is to you and yourself, to your dreams, to the best version of you. It's very, very, very powerful. And so I want to ask you this, and only you know the answer for yourself. Are you really all in? And do you choose to thrive? Now, thriving is a state of mind. Thriving is something that you can do even when you have just about nothing. But like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have a computer, you probably have a phone, right? You have internet. And so you have your basic survival needs already met. Thriving is a mentality that allows you to enjoy the process. You know, I think about when I was even on welfare. And I actually, like right now, let me just grab this. I have my journal from those times in my life. And I would take journal notes, and I'm looking at these right now, and just kind of seeing like what my mentality was. And I was fighting and choosing to thrive as often as I could. I mean, Monday, June 27th of 2011, I'm literally on welfare, on food stamps, like in poverty. And I wrote, "Today is fabulous. I'm about to go on a 4-mile run, Dakota," which those of you who have been longtime listeners, you know that that's my 9-year-old, "stood up last night for 30 seconds. She is only 8 months old and 4 days. Gosh, she amazes me." And so I'm just like reading that and I'm like, wow, even during that time, I knew that thriving was a choice. If you're only thriving when everything is good and everything's aligned and things are simple and the path is easy, that's not truly thriving. That's situational happiness. I will say that thriving has to supersede how your business is doing, whether the current economy is where you want it at, if you're stuck at home or if you're traveling the world. Thriving is something that can't be taken away from you. So for example, I know deep down in my heart that we choose to thrive all the time. And so when I've chosen to thrive, no matter what, no one can take anything away from me. No lockdown can take my joy. No trials in business or, you know, someone slandering us in our business, that can't pull me away from the mission because I've chosen to thrive no matter what happens. I take it as seriously as my marriage commitment because it was a vow to myself to always choose to thrive. It was a vow to myself to always go after my dreams, not just when everything is peachy keen. I will say any business can quote unquote thrive in a booming economy, but it's the people who say during this time, I absolutely am all in. I want to build bigger things. I'm not going to give up just because something's hard. Those are the people who really mean it and who will ultimately have the greatest success. So I hope that this inspires some of you guys. And if you're like, oh my gosh, this doesn't relate to me at all, totally fine. Feel free to change the channel. This episode is for those who are like, this is exactly what I need. And so for some of you guys, sorry, got a cough. Don't worry. It's not the CV. But basically, there's two things that I want to share that are resources for you as you choose to thrive. First and foremost, we have my mentorship program. There's some people who are like, this is exactly what I need. I need a push. It's time for me to grow. I want to be surrounded by like-minded people who have their eyes on the prize as well. And for those of you who say, I want to work with you, Rachel, and be a part of your network and choose to thrive every single day, we've dropped a link for you guys inside of the show notes, which you can get at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. But we also have an awesome option for a ton of people, and that is the Thriving Business Owners Bundle. And we just created this. It's really, really, really amazing. It is basically all of the strategies to dominate the market, sell out your courses and services, and crush it in your business without ever leaving home. I brought together 32 experts, and we all put together our best resources to support you guys in building businesses from home, thriving, making the most of it, generating leads, creating sales, getting traffic, building your following, all of the above. And that is all available if you go to thrivingbusinessowners.com. That will redirect you to the business bundle. And it's really powerful for you guys. It's also available on rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.